I was 16 years old and had a car, had a part-time job, and my dad had done something that had really upset me, and so I lit out on my own. I had a friend who snuck me in the basement of his house where they had a spare bedroom, and I stayed there a few nights. I'm sure now, looking back, that he had told his parents. His parents had made some phone calls, and within a few days, my dad showed up at that house. Hey, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace, and I want to talk to you just a moment about love. You know, normally my dad would have came and he would have come with fire and vigor. You know, he would have come and his personality was that he, you know, gracious, he'd scare you just by the emotion that he was feeling. And he would come with some anger. But he didn't that day. He came humbly. And he came in meekness. And he looked me in the eye and he said, "Joey, your mama's worried, and she wants you to come home." I was so blessed to have parents that loved each other. My whole life, through child loss, through sickness, through disease, through poverty, literally in sickness and in health, through and for richer or poor, they loved each other all the way till the end. When my mom died, she died holding a picture of my daddy in her arms, who had already went to be with the Lord a couple years earlier. That's love. And on that day, what I witnessed was love. You see, my dad loved my mother so much that when he saw her hurting, when he saw her pain, when he saw her tears, he humbled himself and came to where I was and said, "Joey, come home." Now that's love. You know, God in His great love loves us so much that He sent His Son to come to where we are because of His great love. And I can't understand it because we're sinful. If you knew everything about me, or if I knew everything about you, we probably wouldn't think the same about each other. That's just our human nature. But God in His great love knew everything that you ever had done or ever will do. And He took that sin upon Himself, Jesus did, on the cross to die for your sins. Oh, God's great love today whispers to you what my dad did to me so many years ago. If you're not where you need to be, He says, "Come home. Come home." And maybe it's a place that you've never been. But God in His love, you see, He loves you greater than he knows who you are. He knows your failures. He knows your thoughts. But there's no sin that God can't forgive. There's no pattern of behavior that He cannot change. He takes us where we are and shapes us. He brings us into His workshop, and we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And then He begins to shape us to His Son. Come home. Come home. Listen, God loves you. And if you've wandered off, you need to come home. And if you're not where you need to be, you need to run to Jesus today. And you know what's surprising? You won't be met with anger. You won't be met with judgment. Not if you judge yourself. And when we come humbly and we say, "God, forgive me. God, I've sinned." What happens is, well, it's what happened on that day so many years ago for me. My father came to where I was and said, "Joy, come home." He didn't take my keys, didn't take my car, didn't try to whip me. He just came with love. And today I just want you to know your Father loves you with an incredible, amazing, unimaginable love. Come home. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that no matter where we are or what we've done, your love is greater. Have a blessed day.